All right, testing, testing, testing. Hey, is this thing on? Testing. Testing. Is this thing on? Can you hear me back there? Yeah, well, then shut up. All right? Hey, listen. I'm supposed to introduce the guy that's going to bring on the next act. Can you hear me out there? Yeah, well, then shut up. Hey, now listen. Can we have a round of applause? Hey, get off the stage. Hey, do you want to get off the stage? You guys want to shut up? Listen, we want a round of applause for our DJ who's going to introduce the next act. Okay, can we hear it for
Jim E. Knight?
He's a nut.
You know, he's really a good guy, but I worry about him. He spends too much time by himself.
With Jim E. Knight.
Jim E. Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.
Quit calling us on Friday nights.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
The whole thing gives me the creeps.
Nobody needs to be afraid of us. We're just the Lost Discs Radio Show, you know?
We're going to take the show and we're going to put on Saturday night.
Saturday.
24 hours deeper into the weekend.
Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jim E. Knight.
3 days later, they found this young fella at number one Main Plaza in Dallas, Texas, over 250 miles away from his home. He was out seated on the sidewalk, clawing at his naked body, with blood dripping off of his fingernails, and thinking that green worms were eating away at his body. Today, this young fellow is in a state mental institution, all because of a practical joke.
He's got music on WBCQ, it's free speech radio.
Are you crazy? I mean, what? That's the stupidest thing I remember hearing in a long time.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've gone and done it now. See, you've stumbled onto the Lost Discs Radio Show for another exciting edition on the shortwave radio. Well, we can only hope that you're listening to the shortwave radio and you're getting the signal now from WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, United States of America. And here we are in our Connecticut studios. No, down south here in southern New England way. Yeah, but that's what we do. We come to you on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz for your underground shortwave alternative to the corporate crap stations. Nah, they wouldn't play half the stuff. Well, they wouldn't play any of the stuff that we play, really. Let's face a couple facts, folks. That's what's going on. Dr. Doug Brown is over there doing something. So,
I am. I was just taking a sip of a drink.
Well, Dr. Doug Brown is on board with you tonight, folks, so you know you're in for a smooth ride because he will smooth out any of the insanity that and any insanity that he can't smooth out for you. Of course,
Joe Stacks
will take care of it. He's on the phone. Hey, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. He is sounding good there tonight, Joe. I don't know if it's a particularly good night for shortwave propagation or for phone line fidelity or what's going on, but you sound great. How are things in downtown Pittsburgh tonight?
They're nice. It's a little damp down here. We're getting a lot of rain.
Yeah.
But it's a good night. I'm happy to be back on the Lost Discs show and here on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I still think people don't really believe that we're on Saturday nights, okay? But we heard in from just tons of great people last week on our first Saturday night broadcast for WBCQ. We heard in from all kinds of crazy people. And I see you think I'd have my act together so I could tell you some of the people that emailed in last week. Doc, I don't really have my act together. Although I can tell you a guy named R.G. Boomers.
Yeah, that was our favorite name, our favorite new name from last year, last week.
R.G. Boomers in, where's it? Where's he? Is this, he's out in Arizona? No, Arkansas. I'm sorry. He's in Arkansas. And, you know, all kinds of crazy people emailed in last week. What about, there was this one guy in Iowa that emailed in, and he wanted to talk to Chesty. He said, could we put Chesty back on the air? You know, he's got a little thing for Chesty going. All right, so people, if you're into that kind of thing, you could email us tonight at the show, and maybe we will fulfill your fantasies with Chesty, because she's here. She's not technically our intern anymore. That college intern thing only lasted 2 semesters, but she still comes around most of the time when we go on live.
Sometimes she even brings friends.
She brings some of her roommates with her. Trixie, for example, is over there, and she'll be taking her bra off later. See, that's the irony. Trixie will take her bra off and put it on the wall with a thumbtack. She does it almost every time she's here for a show. Chesty, then, on the other hand, doesn't do that. So, and, I don't know. Who? Maybe we got the names mixed up at birth. But anyway, they're here. They're in the background. They're drinking beer, and they're eating popcorn. So anything could go, right? So you want to get in on the email before it's too late. It's lost@wbcq.us. See, it's .us. Okay, and so you get in on the email action tonight. We are live on April 22nd of 2006. Now, Joe, the first record up tonight is one that you sent me, and I believe this is a group called the Bintangs.
All right.
You want to talk about the Bintangs, man?
The Bintangs? Well, let me tell you something. These guys have been around for a shockingly long time. You know, they're still working.
Now, come on.
They're over there in the Netherlands.
Oh, good.
The disc you're going to spin tonight came from the very tail end of the 60s. I think that came about 1969, recorded for the Philips record label. It was actually, I guess, a U.S. release because I found it here in Pittsburgh. And it's cool because it came in the mono and stereo mix. You flip it over. It was a DJ copy.
Yeah.
So, you know, stereo for FM and AM for mono, I guess.
No.
But I sent you a copy. I sent you the mono copy.
Well, yeah, we are amplitude modulated here, Joe, at least on BCQ. So let's get into it, folks. Tonight it is the Bintangs. They're riding on the LNN exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Thank you. Discs Radio.
It is fantastic, man. Really fantastic.
He had the power of positive thinking. So don't ever forget the words of this great man. I refer to our great old American inventor, Eli Whitney. Remember what he said? It's your cotton picking hands off my gym. That's what he said.
Of your Squaresville action that no one wants to hear. The Lost Discs Hour. Dr. Doc Brown and his Buddy Holly-esque glasses. Ooh-wee-you.
You know
he
what,
looks just like Buddy Holly.
If you knew Peggy Sue, why I feel blue about Peggy. But my Peggy Sue, oh, well, I love you, girl. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, my Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, my Peggy, my Peggy Sue. When I love you, girl, yes, I want you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue,
Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you.
Oh, Peggy.
My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue.
Oh, Peggy.
My Peggy Sue.
Oh, Peggy.
Sweet Peggy Sue.
Record was Strictly Squaresville.
Lost Discs Radio.
See what happens when a pair of singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
Incredible sounds there of the Lazy Eggs. Now, check that. The Lazy Eggs. Now, say what?
We missed them. We could have played them last week. See, you could have.
I missed it last week, and then I figured, well, what the hell? The group's called the Lazy Eggs, right? So they missed it last week, but we got them on for the week after of the Enterprise record label, right? No kidding on that one. The Enterprise record label with, they're giving us the song Poor Boys Always Weep. And, well, before that, of course, it was Peggy Sue, you know, the old Buddy Holly tune there, from Ray Allen. Now, get a little of this. You know how
Wait,
that was...
Ray Allen? He was a UConn basketball star.
No. Don't go with the local references there, Doc. Huh. This guy, Ray Allen, doing Peggy Sue there, you know how that was like a really down version that made you just want to kind of commit suicide?
Yeah.
Get a little of this. It's actually by Ray Allen and the Upbeats. Off the Blast Records label, folks. We spin in the original 45 RPM vinyl of these, okay? I don't know if you can deal with that, folks, but that's kind of what we're all about here on the show. And I want to throw it over to Joe Stacks real quick because I asked him if he could get us any information on the Lazy Eggs.
The Lazy Eggs. Yeah, actually, these cats were, believe it or not, from Detroit.
Okay, there you go.
The single you spun tonight came out, as you said, on the Enterprise label in 1965.
Okay, 65.
I'm not real big on into the Detroit sound, but I always imagined they just had a higher energy level in Detroit because you always heard about like the MC5 and the Stooges and Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And so these guys were surprisingly mellow for a Detroit band.
Yeah.
Even though they were called the Lazy Eggs.
Lazy sons of bitches is what they were. Well, anyway, and then before we did that downtrodden Peggy Sue thing there, what Trixie said the guy was on what? Quaaludes or something? Yeah, guy's on something. And then, well, Trixie's on something. What are you kidding? And before that, it was Rosalind. Now, who was this doing Rosalind? The Undertakers, Joe.
Undertakers, yeah, man. One of my favorite tracks by one of my favorite groups, the originally done by the Pretty Things. As you know, I'm a member of the Pretty Things fan club. But, yeah, this group called the Undertakers did a fantastic live Rosalind from approximately 1966. Now, you got to understand, like so many names, the Undertakers was a very popular name. There are Undertakers in Florida and Undertakers in Texas. There were some Undertakers in Philadelphia. But these guys apparently were hanging out in Hawaii and really blasting out that R&B raucous sound.
Yeah, man.
For one record in 66 on the Scene label.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, did Jimmy ever tell you about what I found when I went down to Florida in Key West, the big sign?
I don't think I did.
Oh, what'd you find, Doc?
Now, who's the guitarist for the MC5? Give me a name, one or two names, for the guitarist for the MC5.
Oh, Wayne Kramer?
Wayne Kramer, okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Wayne Kramer.
There was a wooden sign, a handmade wooden sign that was like the creature from the Black Lagoon that was announcing Wayne Kramer playing at a local bar sometime from the early 70s in Key West. It was in an antique shop, like a life-size Creature from the Black Lagoon, and it said, "Tonight, Wayne Kramer at the whatever bar, Key West, Florida."
Oh, man.
Like a hand-painted wooden sign.
Did you get that? Did you bring it home? Did you put it on the plane? Did you get its own seat?
Yeah, and it got its own seat with a safety belt. But no, I remember exactly where it was. Yeah, and I went, as soon as I got home, I emailed Jimmy, and I said, "This is what you need to get Joe Stacks for Christmas next year."
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting.
Well, he's still got about, what, is it like 221 days?
Are we counting? We're counting down to our Christmas show now?
I am. I don't know about anybody else.
People, it's just not too late to get, not too early to get started. Okay, so some emails have come in, folks, tonight, and believe it or not, good old Chris in East Tennessee, always checking in. Hey, this guy Chris, now, all right, Joe, this is really cool. The guy in East Tennessee there, right?
Okay.
He's asking if we can get our hands on a song called Three Guitars Mood 2 by the Arthur Nelson Group, which is a song that made a brief appearance in the first Doctor Who episode back in 1963. Do you know anything about the group, Arthur Nelson Group, or this song, Three Guitars Mood 2? Can we get our hands on this song? Do you know anything about it, Joe?
Offhand, I don't, because the only, as you know... As regular listeners will know, Joe is also a Doctor Who freak. So what I remember from the first episode was...
you have to know your Lost Discs radio trivia.
Out, being all weird and cool and mod. But she was listening to... I remember her listening to a song, you know, just some generic beat tune, supposedly by John Smith and the Common Men.
Okay. Wow, that's...
And I don't know if the song you're talking about is like what was really played under that, and they just threw a name on top of that, or what's up there.
You know, as regular listeners also know, it seems that we were able to stump Joe Stacks quite often.
Now we stopped trying to do that about a year ago, and I tell you what,
call that stopping.
What up? Guy emails in. He won't know that. He might know that. All right, let's move on. Now we're way off track. Some more emails coming in. Bill, now listen to this. Now you're going to love this. Chesty, are you listening? You're going to love this. Bamboo Bill just emailed in from Colorado. Bamboo Bill. That's it. I thought that you would find that catchy. Good old Bamboo Bill is emailing from Colorado tonight, folks. He's got a great signal, 15 over 9 on his Kenwood R1000 with a long wire antenna. You know what I'm saying? He's digging the BCQ signal. Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, of course, he's checking in because, you know, he's getting it down there finally this week after the conditions have cleared up. Cosmic Debris, man, coming in. It sounds excellent on both frequencies, 7415 and 5110, down where he is somewhere in Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Oh, brother. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can only hope that the conditions continue as great as they are, because right now we're coming up on a group called the Rising Suns. Now, Joe, tell us who the lead singer is on the on this record from the Rising Suns.
Okay, well, the Rising Suns, you're going to be hearing the golden tones of old Taj Mahal.
Yeah, man. The incredible sounds of Taj Mahal back before his solo career now. And check this out. They're covering a Monkees tune, people. Dig this. It's the Rising Suns with Take a Giant Step. We'll follow this up with some exclusive Taj Mahal action, too, folks. Dig it.
Oh, you played it, love me, lost it. Silence, turn your heart to frost. I will melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up that morning smile. It's time you felt like you did then. There's just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again at last. You've got to leave your yesterday, girl, and take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me in disbelief. You say for you there's no relief. But girl, I swear I'll prove you wrong. Don't hang out in your lonely room, just looking back inside it gloom. That's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you well. Taste the life is green, and every day whole wonders to be seen. You've got to leave your yesterday behind and take a giant step outside your mind.
In March, we went to a radio convention together and stealthily hid Lost Discs radio show magnets around the hotel.
Are you crazy? I mean, what?
This is WBCQ. We are the planet. We're the oldies. Each speak for themselves.
Hello there.
Got a bird. What a whistle. A bird, honey, got a bird, will sing. Baby, got a bird, honey, got a bird, will sing. Without Corina, sure don't mean a natural thing. I learned to love you, baby, before I call. Before I call your name, baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name, I wouldn't trade your love for money. Honey, you're my warm heart, baby, you're my warm heart's flame. Well, have mercy, baby, on my heart, look, mama, on my heart, look, so. Got a rainbow around my shoulder, shine like silver. la Klondike Gold.
Guys who are supposed to be theoretically expert in the, you know, the record industry.
Everything.
Jimmy Knight. It's sitting in with you.
Tell me the station I'm listening to.
WBCQ.
How about telling the time to me?
10:37 on the Eastern Time.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, after some terrible solar wind streams last weekend about this time, things have died down significantly. We've got a solar wind speed of about 560 kilometers per second with a proton density of around 2.3 protons per cubic centimeter. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Some geomagnetic storm activity is likely over the next 24 hours. You've got a 40% chance of active storms, drops down to 20% chance over the next 48 hours in the mid-latitudes. Up in the high latitudes where the BCQ transmitter is, you're looking at a 50% chance of active geomagnetic storms over the next 24 hours, which drops back to about 30% chance of active storms over the next 48 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Stacks is on the line out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we want to get you back to some more music. But before we do, we need to talk about the group that we just heard there. It was a B-side record off the Laurie Records label, a thing called I'll Keep On Seeing You. Now, this is a group called The Barbarians, and we all know The Barbarians, Doc, because of why?
Because of Conan.
But no, no, not those barbarians. The barbarians from like 1965, because they played at the Tammy Show.
Oh, with Jan and Dean, the host of the Tammy Show.
Now, Joe there, what do you want to tell us about the barbarians real quick?
The barbarians, for those of you who may not have heard of them, are certainly notorious for a couple of things. Their big chart hit also on the Laurie Records label was Are You a Boy? Or Are You a Girl?
Right. That's right. That was their big sort of novelty-esque, well, it wasn't really novelty, but sort of novelty hit.
Right. I mean, it's all about, you know, long hair and stuff. And
right.
These guys wore their hair fairly long for 1965 USA.
Yeah, for shooting their mouths off like that.
Remembered for their, you know, fluky appearance on the Tammy Show. No one knows how they made it on there with like the Stones and James Brown and all these other big name bands, but there they were. And if you were watching carefully, suddenly you go, "Oh my God, that drummer's got a hook hand."
Yes, the drummer had a hook for one. He lost an arm, right?
Why didn't they just attach a drumstick?
Lost his hand in a youthful accident, you know?
Like, couldn't they have screwed a drumstick into
Mike
it?
Mike Nesmith, because if you remember, Mike Mike took up the guitar because he was fooling around with some fireworks and like an M80 or
Joe.
Something went off in his hand.
Joe!
And for therapy, he started working on the guitar more.
But Joe!
Could you imagine the monkey in the ski cap with the hook hand?
Right. Well, now Doc has a good point. If he had lost his arm, right, and he's the drummer in the group...
Oh yeah.
Then why couldn't they do? Go ahead.
Why couldn't they just screw a drumstick into where the hook was?
Right. It's a win-win at that point.
You would be a drummer with a drumstick hand.
Yeah. Man, nobody was thinking. Man, Pete, nobody was thinking in that group. All right. So anyway, it's true. And the barbarians, and of course they play the Tammy Show. Now Tammy is T-A-M-I. What does that stand for? TAMI stands for Teenage Music International, right? The big Tammy. When we say Tammy Show, people think, "Who's Tammy?"
And the theme song, right? Was "They're coming from all over the world."
All over the world. Yeah, that whole thing. Jan and Dean did the theme song, didn't they?
They did. They sure did.
So anyway, somehow the Barbarians played on the Tammy Show with their big thing about "Are you a boy or are you a girl? With your damn long hair, you look like a wuss." You know, the whole thing. Well, so what happened was they were not the only people to have that same idea. They may have been the only ones to have a hit with it back in the mid-60s. But we've got now a group off the Soft Records label, right? All right, if you saw, you know, you can read into that if you want to. But it's a legitimate record label. We got the 45 here. And this is a group called the Whoosits. I'm not kidding you, man. It's the same kind of idea that the Barbarians had. The Whoosits with... She Just Might Be a Boy. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
She just might be a boy, a pretty boy with hair so long. She just might be a boy, but I hope I'm wrong. Gee, I hope I'm wrong. That girl you got really looks appealing, and buddy, I can tell she's getting pretty.
thoughts I should be concealing. But if my suspicions are true, she just might be a boy, a pretty boy with hair so long. She just might be a boy, but I hope I'm wrong. Gee, I hope I'm wrong. She dances so fine, yeah, she's got you going, a charmer beyond compare, is she? Although my stupidity must be showing, here's the way it looks to me. She just might be a boy, a pretty boy with hair so long. She just might be a boy, but I hope I'm wrong. Gee, I hope I'm wrong. Her eyes are so blue and she looks so good now.
Record was Strictly Squaresville, Jimmy.
Hey, Jim, it's time for a record that really rocks.
Let's go with the time machine. On WBCQ, we are the planet.
My advice to you is to go back up to San Francisco and move in with those other animals on Haight Street to see what's going on.
Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, she'd been on her psychedelic trips before. She'd dropped her acid before, but man, she wanted one more trip.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our former college intern Chesty, like I said, she still comes by.
And tonight there's always one more trip.
Yeah. Well, all right, it's... As long as you got that attitude, Chesty.
All right.
You've been flipping through the 45s. A little less than you used to, but still you help us organize things. So what have you got for us tonight, Jim?
You know, this is something you probably wouldn't pull out yourself because it's from 1972. But I'm always attracted to animals. You know, animal attraction. And I think women especially are attracted to animals. We like animals. All right, well, that's enough about that. But on this record label, there's a raccoon. And, you know, I'm a nature lover, and Bamboo Bill, that's a beautiful photo.
Oh, Bamboo Bill just emailed back a photo for Chesty.
A very heartwarming, beautiful photo of some fly fishing going on.
Yeah, yeah, something's going on.
He likes some outdoor activity. So in that vein, I have something that's got a picture of a raccoon on the label.
Yeah.
And it's from Warner Brothers, but it says Raccoon/Warner Brothers Records, not for sale. And they're making a really big deal about a raccoon, and I don't know why, because the song doesn't really talk about a raccoon.
Right.
It's called Mighty Mo, but it's catchy. It's catchy.
Yeah, all right. Well, then let's get to it tonight. It's Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
I had a dream that I was Mighty Mo, just like the monkey in the movie show. I looked down tranquilizers and knock me out cold. I was hogtied, caged, and sent across the ocean of smoke. Poor Mighty Mo, poor Mighty Mo, what a rotten way to go.
Ganja there.
Yeah, man.
Were you listening to any of that last song there, man?
Yeah, I was, man.
Here he comes, Flash Gordon. All the girls love Flash Gordon, but there's no time for love and no time for Gordon, cause Flash Gordon has more important things to do. Flash had a ray gun, not an everyday gun. Space was Flash's beat. But he organized and merchandised and sold a lot of play ray guns. Neat. Here he comes, Flash Gordon. All the girls love Flash Gordon. But there's no time for love and no time for Gordon, cause Flash Gordon has more important things to do. Out in space, it's the only place you'll ever, ever want to be. Just to take a trip in a spaceship, that's the way to flip Flash out. Neat! Here he comes, Flash Gordon. All the girls love Flash Gordon. But there's no time for love and no time for courting, cause Flash Gordon has more important things to do. Ray gun,
time for courting, cause Flash Gordon has more important things to do. Here he comes, Flash Gordon. All the girls love Flash Gordon. But there's no time for love and no time for courting, cause Flash Gordon has more important things to do.
Radio. Oh, I see. So they're all lunatics because, well, I don't think they're lunatics.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties are ensuing suddenly in the Lost Disc Radio Show. But that's all right, folks, because we will blow out the levels on the board just as soon as we can for your Saturday night entertainment. Oh, yes. All right. So, anyways, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you, you know, and Dr. Doc Brown has been sitting in with you, you know, and Joe Stacks has been on the phone, you know. Well, I sort of think you know, you know. So, we've been live on April 22nd of 2006, and I'd just like to give a, give a back announcement there to the incredible sound of the Super Dupers with their Flash Gordon tune. Yeah, that one came to you from your buddy Joe Stacks. What do you say about the Super Dupers, Joe?
Well, they're a mystery to me, and maybe to all of us. That group was on the Design Records label. That was from an album called The Super Record of Superheroes, which has always lived in my mom and dad's house. I don't know if my big sister Jo had it when she was a teen back in the 60s, or if it's one of those things that it just mysteriously appeared, we got it at a yard sale or something, but it's always been there, and it's been a favorite of mine since I could walk.
Well, have. Yeah, no doubt, Jo. That's neat. Before that, it was Jeffrey Kane. Okay, Jeffrey Kane on the Warner Brother record label. That was Chesty's Chick Pick, Mighty Mo, out of 1972. And before that, before the Chick Pick, we was digging the incredible sounds of Love. Yeah, that's right. From their first album, 1966, their self-titled album, Love. You know, Arthur Lee and that group Love. Yeah, the song's called My Flash on You. And it doesn't get much cooler than those guys there. And, of course, that set was kicked off with the Hoosits. The Hoosits giving us, you know, she just might be a boy or she might be a girl. You know, you can't tell with these mid-60s chumps and their dandruff. Doc, what? Doc's not saying nothing. You got like 2 minutes to say goodnight there, Doc. That's more than you get normally.
Doesn't matter. It's now I have even less respect for Aerosmith with their Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
After hearing all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, what about
been
that?
Been there, done that, you know?
Yeah. They were like 20 years late on that scene, man.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it goes on Saturday nights now with the Lost Discs Radio Show. People have emailed in. We've heard from Mr. Bill in Arizona. Ah, good old Mr. Bill in down in Arizona there.
Boomers didn't email him, did he?
We didn't hear from him for a while there, but he's getting us tonight on 7415 on his battery-powered Sony 7600 with a 40-foot thing of wire. Well, that's how these guys do it, you know. They get the long wire going. They whip that stuff out.
Look out.
Yeah. So anyway, oh, that's how Chesty likes it. She wouldn't have it any other way. These people, they get on the email like this. They type it in. It's lost at WBCQ.us. And Chesty has a brand new batch of QSL cards for this program. And you can tell us what frequency you're getting us on and where you're located. You know, give us your QTH. And then you can get on the email and get it, or you can drop a line in the post office box. Doc, give them that address. You know it. P.O. Box. Yeah. If you really knew how to do code,
it would. I just said P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut. That's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 USA. Just like always, address it to Doc Brown or that other guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, and Joe, we're going to have to ask you to say goodnight.
Hey, goodnight, everyone.
And thanks for being on the line with us here out of Pittsburgh.
Always a blast, Jim.
Yeah, man. All right, so we hope to catch you folks next Saturday night, man, on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, United States of America, on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz for your underground shortwave alternative. In the meantime, we hope to hear from you. You two just keep on rocking.